The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
He always.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I need. All day, every day.
Need some loving. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
What up? Oh, man. It's been a minute again.
It is. It's your boy Jason right here.
Justin
right
here. We got some special guests.
We do. But before we get there, normally we're in town. We're townies. Well, I'm a townie. You're West Side of Ryder.
Thanks for making it over here. Thanks for letting us.
We kind of met halfway. We're here in Aiea, lovely Aiea, instead of the Robar, instead of in town, we came out
Great Wi-Fi.
Yes, sir. Our links will work today. We are here at Aiea Bowl and in the house, and forgive me, I did not ask for the official title because you're just the homie. What do we call you at Aiea Bowl? Are you like the boss man? What's the official title?
The head janitor because I clean everything up.
AKA director of operations because I know you got a business card.
Yeah, that's about right.
These days, he is the director of operations. Mr. Sai Shimabukuro is here. AKA Urusai.
Everybody's looking at the bell. I think we're making.
Don't mind the bell, guys. Don't mind the bell. Also, This is one of those days. Normally, it's just me and you.
I know.
And like, I'm freaking out because my man Cy is here. I used to live with this guy.
Yeah, we got history. We got history.
I surely hope we get into that history.
But then, if you were here, if you saw the live, if you just let your eyes wander just a little bit, we've got the prettiest guy in the room. He's sitting right over here with his fancy hair and his glasses, and he's looking good.
This guy's the best dressed guy.
Hands down.
What's a fancy name?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce him. It's Mr. Sean.
Mr. Sean.
Hey. How we doing?
Now, we've got four dads.
We do. Nice, proud dads.
How old is your kids are?
Seven.
Your kids?
Are seven.
Your kid?
Three.
My daughter is four. So the thing is, there's a pretty big jump just
range
between four and seven. And you and I can't talk about it because we don't know, but... Tell me, like, your sons, when they were four, not as bright, because they're smart kids.
Smart kids.
But things change between four and seven.
Oh, definitely, for sure.
I think it's the height of things that they jump off of as they get older. They graduate from the couch, and then next thing you know, it's from the top of their bunk bed.
Well, I was going to say, my kids got bunk beds.
My girl's been jumping off the couch since 2.5, so she's advanced.
Bunk bed. Get a bunk bed.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm like a breaker face.
And I think that's crazy because you got a girl. But that's I wouldn't expect that from a girl. But two boys, like, you know, they're going to rough house and do all that crazy stuff.
It's my kid. You don't expect that from my kid?
That's true.
So anyways, what about you? Like, between four and seven, there's a lot of development, right?
I say a lot of development. I think they grow more together. Like, they before there was like, but now I think now they're like... Like, we boys now. Like, he knows that's my brother, and I'm going to stick up for my brother. If he gets pushed down, I'm coming at you. Gotcha. That kind of deal. That's what I think.
I agree. I think that they, like, fight. You know, there's always that rivalry. But if somebody outside of them, like, tries to cause trouble or whatever, then, no, that's my brother. You can't touch him.
All right.
You know, and there's that, like, defending kind of thing.
And, Mr. Sean, you have a little boy or a little girl?
Girl.
Okay, so we got the daughters. I got a little girl. We got the daughters. But
opposite. Spectrum. Yeah.
Is she a girly girl or
she got a little? She don't like to do anything crazy. The crazy thing she does is gymnastics, but that's just about it.
Trying to get my daughter into gymnastics. My thing is, my daughter, she'll put on the princess dress, and then she'll jump off a couch.
Best of both worlds.
There you go. That's a good one. Best of both worlds.
While she's going aggros. You know what I mean? So that's an interesting thing. It's good to have a nice conglomerate of dads here at IAO Bowl. But speaking of IAO Bowl, you've been here now for how long?
Like 13 plus years.
It's been like 40.
It's been a minute, sure.
Because the history, if folks here don't know, Mr. J. Ire, he's the only one in the room here that still is on the radio. But I have a radio background. You have a radio background, Cy. Why don't you tell people, like, just your history for
dig up those stories, baby.
I mean, it must have been, like, 98, maybe, 98-ish.
1998?
Yeah, 1998.
Well, when you were still in elementary school, you got in radio when you were in fourth grade.
I think Sean was, like, 14, perhaps.
14 months?
That sounds about right.
But, yeah, I mean, so, like, me and Jay Blaze worked at competing radio stations.
But see,
back then,
your radio history goes back even further than that. Because I met you after you had been in this market for a hot minute.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I was very fortunate to, you know, get introduced into radio. And I started out at I-94 with the Mixnuts and stuff like that, like way back when. And but yeah, and then I kind of ventured off in doing some promotions and things like that. And then we kind of crossed paths because we had mutual friends.
You just skipped
stuff like
a
that.
Whole big chunk of your Did radio I? History. Extreme Radio at 104.3.
Yeah.
I grew up on that station, and a lot of other people did as well.
Oh, yeah.
And this gentleman right here with his bald head, he was a big part in making sure that radio station was at the top of mind for a lot of people.
Yeah. I remember.
And that was before social media.
Yeah, before social media.
That's
what I'm saying. I would have been in a lot more trouble if there was social media.
You also would have been, I think, a lot more popular. The fact is, you got as much of a buzz as you did before the heyday of Facebook and MySpace and Twitter, like all that stuff.
Because, I mean, you had to go home and dial up. Now I'm showing my age, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But, yeah, it was a lot of word of mouth and just, you know.
The thing is, I work for a computing radio station, so I honestly don't have any love for KXME back in the day, but I respect the kung fu. The one thing that I always loved was the beach house promos you guys did. You guys had the beach house where you guys took people out to, well, it was in Kailua back then, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, like.
That's right, when he's on the other side. That's right.
I was. So that's another thing that we kind of have
larger
in common, right?
It was larger than life. They made that beach house promo sound like that was where you wanted to be during the summer, was at the Power or Extreme Radio, excuse me, the Extreme Radio beach house.
The beach house.
Oh, right. Man. I remember those days.
And so, but it was kind of. Radio back then was just a different animal. You know, it was definitely more Wild West, and we were just having fun and just being us.
Right. I think because there was no cameras around to catch everybody doing
just entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, that's what it was. It was entertainment. And yeah.
What do you think happened? What happened? What do you, just the different times?
I guess.
Millennials don't go out.
You know, things came a little bit more corporate.
You're going to take that shot? Can you take that?
He's just biding his time. He's Mr. You got to get it right. Mr. Shant is going to drop Shant in here any moment now. Do you even know what we're talking about?
I'm trying to listen.
You're like in second grade when
it's
there is
going right over my head right now.
I was
going
to say,
what's going
Extreme
on?
Extreme
right
Radio
now?
Was when I was a toddler. I was tree.
What is that extreme?
What is that?
No, we was just talking about how it was when we kind of got into the radio. How about the carts and the whole
CDs.
And CDs.
Yeah,
like,
I honestly missed
that part.
I worked in a radio studio where there was still reel to reel. There were still reel to reel machines.
I have never used reel to reel.
Me neither, but I saw other people use them.
You're right. I had a lot of respect for people that I saw do reel to reel, record the radio, the telephone conversation, and then get the razor blade and cut it and tape it within like 2 minutes and then play it back.
Because what I will take, I'll take pride in now is like, and this is 15, almost 20 years ago, but when we got started in radio, I took pride in going on to the Vox machine and cutting a phone call from 2.5 minutes into 40 seconds while the song was playing and having it ready to go as soon as the song was over and dropping it in, like caller number 9.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you have the caller ready to go. Like, when among my peers, I was one of the better ones at the time of cutting stuff up and making it sound
something
good.
Because that took talent. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't easy. Like, you had to work at it to get it down.
It was early digital audio workstations, right? You're sitting there and you're cutting up the audio and you're trimming it down.
I think they still have those machines at the Bishop Museum.
No. Wow. I know for a fact they still have it probably at the Bama Studio because they still have the same technology there that they did 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Bruh. Mr. Shant?
Yes.
He's so, like, what's reel to reel?
Let's get back to Some Lovin' is your latest release.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Just dropped it in October 4th, I think. October 4th.
Oh, and it's fresh.
Yeah. And nice. We hit the iTunes charts at number 5 and then number 2 in Hawaii sales. So trying to get some numbers up. And this was probably one of my better singles so far.
Now, you've been releasing music now for how many? It's been a couple of years. It's been two or three years, maybe two years, I think.
Okay.
And what people obviously do not know, because we haven't told them, is one of my day jobs is working as a teacher. I'm an instructor at Honolulu Community College. I work the Music and Entertainment Learning Experience Program, aka the Mele Program. And you, my friend, were one of my students.
Yes.
What is it now? 2012, you said. So like 7 years ago now.
Yeah.
So you and I have a little bit of history, but how has your music, how have you evolved? Because you were going by your government name when I saw you, and now it's Mr. Shant.
Mr. Shant.
Mr. Don't forget the Mr.
Mr. Shant.
Show and, respect where it's due.
And then let it be known that the first time I met him, I mispronounced the name Mr. Shant. Mr. Shanty.
At least you didn't say Chant or Chant.
Or Shant. Or tell that story about...
So I just played at a show in Kona. And, introducing the band. And he's like, now introducing the one they caught. Because he was trying to figure out my name at the time. So he was...
So you saw right through it.
He was stalling.
Gotta tell, homie got paid the big bucks to do the prep work for the gig, right?
Nice.
Like,
yeah. You're showing up.
Can you at least look at the set list?
Yeah, so right when he's about to say my name, I had a feeling he didn't know. And sure enough, he said... Introducing Shots. I was like, wow, I never heard that one
before. And you came out with a big chihu.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Shant, how did you decide on that name? What made you decide to go in that direction with your personality?
Well, some of the artists I follow, they have a good demographic out in UK, France, and the reggae scene out there is pretty huge compared to Hawaii, and I'd say it's bigger than the West Coast mainland.
Different kind of sound. Like I said, when I hear like West Coast reggae, I think Sublime. I think Iration, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a little closer to the authentic Jamaican reggae sound.
Okay. Sure.
As far as like not as rockish, I guess, and it's close to reggae, Jamaican reggae.
I'm curious, just because you and I are of different generations, but who did you look to as far as inspirations when you look for musical inspirations? Who is it, some of the artists that define who you are as Mr. Sean?
Funny thing is, I barely listen to reggae, but I like to listen to like this guy Ibrahim. Okay. He's like he was a looper guy back on YouTube in like freaking 2011, before all the YouTube sensations came out.
You know what that means, looper, Sai?
No.
Okay,
I'm
checking.
I'm totally lost.
And
airmail.
Yeah, so him, Ibrahim.
It's not UB40. See, Sai's like, oh, I know who UB40 is.
Who else? Russ and this guy Chronix.
I recognize that name.
Yeah, Jay-Z. I like rap. I like a bunch of rap stuff.
Hey, well, see, if you are a rap fan and you like hip hop artists, then why did you go the reggae route?
I feel like there's no market for me.
Okay.
In Hawaii, starting off in Hawaii,
local hip hop. You talking about?
Yes.
Absolutely. Interesting.
Not disagreeing with
you
there.
Now, the crew you roll with, no strangers to the music scene right now. Mm-hmm. You go, Fia,
Johnny Sweet. I work with Miley. Mm-hmm. She did a bunch of backup vocals for like Kai Kenna Scanlon. I believe she did stuff with Sammy J and COC, a bunch of other people.
And that's like your crew. Then you got Vessi.
Yeah.
Clandin. Elias.
Elias, yeah. And Nijin Movement. So they're a... I guess you can say an artist development company based out of Las Vegas.
Mm.
But they've been helping me out with some stuff too.
Because I know, like, I've seen Johnny Sweet and Fia perform. I mean, everybody's on stage. Mm-hmm. Everybody's singing and dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a big dancer too on stage?
I would like to say so. You'll have to check me out on November 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
at
Aloha
Tower.
Yeah,
I'll be opening up for Rebel Soldiers at the Major Rager.
Yeah, you.
Ooh, already Major Rager time already?
Always major.
It's true. Shout out to Ray.
It's an event based off of that one.
Oh, okay. Major Rager. Yeah, okay, I got it.
It's one of the Major Rager events. It's down there at Aloha Tower.
Oh, right on, man. That's good. I like how everybody, like, you guys always got, everybody got each other's back. So I know I did, I emceed a gig where Johnny Sweet was kind of like lead, but then everybody, you know, Fia, Miley, everybody was in the back just going off, and then just interchange.
Yes. Question for you, Sai.
Yes.
Biggest concert you've ever been to.
Wait, sorry. I totally did not hear what you said.
Biggest concert you've ever been to.
Speaking to his good ear.
Hey, my
old man.
Biggest concert I've ever been to.
That you didn't have to work.
That I didn't have to work.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, I guess, at Aloha Stadium.
Holy
shit. You did have to work.
That I didn't. I didn't work.
Well, that you did. What about the ones that you did have to work?
The ones that I did have to work? I don't know.
Because you've been to a lot of shows.
I have,
dude.
But like, I mean, we were kind of talking about it like before we started, and I think I don't know about the biggest, but the most memorable would be like Eminem. I saw Eminem the first time he came to Hawaii.
Dr. Dre, Eminem, right? Snoop Dogg.
No, even before that.
Before that.
I'm sorry. Up in Smoke trumps it.
No, yeah. So that's even so, the one you're talking about was
at there.
Hilton.
Yes.
Was Hilton was
yes.
a private concert put on by Power 106 in LA, and they flew down like maybe 200 listeners.
It was a legit stop of the Up in Smoke tour in Waikiki.
It was. I mean, it had like Warren G, Nate Dogg.
What?
I mean, everybody was there, and this was like. In the whole hype of
this
like
was 1999.
Dre and
this
Snoop
was,
like
oh
leaving
man,
Death
this was
Row,
literally 20 like, years ago,
you know, and so that was like a big thing, and that was probably one of the bigger concerts that I went to, but I wasn't working.
You know what tripped me out about that show? Standing in a ballroom at the Hilton Hawaiian Village and there was literally smoke. Yeah. There was a layer of smoke throughout the ballroom.
Pyrotechnics?
Yes, it was.
It was kind of pyrotechnics.
Definitely pyrotechnics. And none of the special duty were doing anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was as private as it could be.
It was.
I mean, yeah.
It was.
But the most memorable to me was like Eminem the first time he came, and he actually played at World Cafe in front of maybe like 150 people.
Before he was Eminem.
I mean, me and him were walking around the 50th State Fair, and nobody knew who he was. He had already dropped his first single, but you know, they were just like, oh, it's just another white guy.
Bruh, speaking of venues,
I thought you said speaking of white guys.
No, speaking of venues, you just said the words World Cafe.
Right.
Like, just bringing back the memories of places like World Cafe. It reminds me of when Honolulu actually had a nightlife.
Yes.
There was actually places you could go, clubs you could visit, when UFC gym BJ Penn was not a gym.
Yeah.
When it was Pipolina Cafe.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing that I loved about Hawaii nightlife back then was that it wasn't just like one club was banging or happening. You could go out on a Friday night and there would be like 3-4 spots where it was like going off, line around the corner, down the street. And, you know, it wasn't just one venue. There was multiple choices to go.
Yep.
And
that was back when Waikiki was popping. Right. Remember when you could go to the Trade Center, Waikiki Trade Center, and have like 3 different venues within walking distance?
Or even like Eurasia, 2552 Kalakaua Avenue.
You're showing your age right
that
there.
That's like a spot.
Eurasia, was that a commercial? Eurasia literally goes back to the 20th century.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I not feel bad, but it's like
he wasn't even born yet.
No. That's not what I meant.
Mr.
Like,
Shot wasn't even born yet.
No, that's not what I meant.
How old were you in 1999?
Oh, great.
Three.
Thank you.
Three.
Thank you. I rest my case. Sean, old man.
Yeah.
Young.
Sean,
young
give me buck. Give me right now the top 3 venues locally that you.
I don't go out.
No, just as far as shows. Like, where are venues? Like
where Republic.
At? Republic, okay.
Shoot.
Uh-oh.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Special events only.
And Waikiki Shell, but that's. That's kind of a special, special.
You don't cop out Blaisdell. Yeah. No, go to Blaisdell. I watch a concert at the Blaisdell.
But Sean does do, I mean, he's a solo artist. You do acoustic performances?
Pure. You'd be at Pure. You'd headline at Pure nightclub over there, right?
Yeah.
They paid them. Where else?
We're going to talk about that? Or we're just gonna
we'll save that for the unedited version.
Yeah,
but that's the thing is like I've seen the change. Like, you guys were in the scene before I was.
Yeah.
Sean recently, maybe within the last, 8-9 years?
Sure.
There's a huge gap of, like, when it was cranking with lots of live music venues
to
now where it's like, I mean, we stopped at Republic. And then,
but Mai Tai Bar, there you go.
Mai Tai Bar. But no disrespect to any places now or any promoters now. But I mean, like, I was talking with some old school radio people too, and like downtown Holaulea, you know, Birthday Bash before, you know, I mean, just those kind of things, like, just different nowadays, you know? Like, there's not the same, I guess.
And I think that's one good thing about Sean is that he's with a good crew where they have everybody's back, and then they travel, they play together, and I think now that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
So that's good.
You know what? I think what we need right now,
another drink.
We need. I was going to say we need some loving, but we already played that song.
We did.
So we're going to start looking, guys. We're going to take a short break right now. We're going to play a little bit more of Mr. Sean's music right now. Looking is the one we're talking about, right? That's the one that we wanted to share with people. Real fast, before we get it started, tell us about Looking. What is that single about?
Basically about people searching for things that's, I guess, unreachable and like almost fake. But they have good things right in front of them. And yeah, basically, there it is.
That's what it's about. This one is called Looking. It's the single from my man, Mr. Sean. Take a listen. Check it out. We'll be right back on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Find a thing. wants the house, the clothes, the fancy cars to drive. She wants a bigger piece of the pie. I'm sorry to say that's just not how a man's designed. All the riches and all of the fame, no flaws, no petty little games. It's the perfect girl, selfish little steal. Imaginating what isn't real. Stone will never be gold, and pigs will never fly. If I said every human is perfect, that would be a lie. Are you happy? Living in a fantasy? What you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for.
Tell me what you're looking for.
Do you feel empty? Searching for something steady. What you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for. Love. What's fake? What's real? Please don't keep me waiting. Many women tend to feel this way, and I know you feel the same about me. That's why I'm keeping it moving, and we're grooving to the beat, Lord. How many men will have to take the blame, left alone to stand in the rain? How long will it take for you to realize? Only you can take away the pain, yet you keep me waiting here in vain. You're spending all day trying to fantasize. Are you happy? Living in a fantasy. What you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for. Do you feel empty? Searching for something steady. What you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for. Are you looking for the inner beauty? Someone to give you unto truly? Or is it just a front?
Yes, it's just a front.
I know your deep desire. I know the light's your fire. It's something I can give. It's just something I can give. Something I can give, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh baby, oh honey, oh sugar, baby, baby. Are you happy? Living in a fantasy? What you looking for?
What are you looking for?
Tell me what you're looking for.
Tell me what you're looking for.
Do you feel empty? Searching for something steady. What you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for. Love. Woman, what you looking for? Telling on the dancer what you're looking for. Once you tell him, Mr. Shan, what you're looking for. Tell me, is this really what you're looking for? Woman, tell me what you're looking for.
Poppy, I feel it.
Mr. Shunt, what you looking for? It's the Two Hoy Dads Podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin.
And we got Sai Shimabukuro from Iable.
Great venue. I remember coming here. It's like, I feel like it was a long time ago. It wasn't that long time ago.
It was last week.
Before we go, remind me that I need to go grab Pumpkin Crunch before I go home. I have to feed the landlord.
Bruh.
So she let me.
Halloween is coming up, and we're just about ready to talk about Halloween. But, oh, brah, the food at Iea Bowl. If you have not come to eat at Iea Bowl, I know you come to Iea Bowl to bowl.
Yeah.
You come to Iea Bowl to play games. You come to Iea Bowl to see Sai.
But you got to eat.
But you got to eat.
You got to eat.
When you come here, you got to eat. And dessert is a very big, important part of the dining experience.
Oh, yeah.
At Iea Bowl. Lots of people talk about the lemon crunch. But every year at Halloween, Thanksgiving, actually.
Thanksgiving,
it's more
Halloween,
like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But you guys flip the script.
Yeah.
Pumpkin
for sure.
Crunch.
Pumpkin crunch.
How much pumpkin do you guys go through a day?
I have stacks and stacks of cases of pumpkin.
They just back the brick struck
no,
up.
No, for sure. Like, we can't, we just got to keep bringing it in. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And the thing is, a few years ago, Iea Bowl wasn't known for the food, and like, and then the lemon crunch got going, but then all of a sudden, like, you guys started introducing like different twists on it.
It was like the bowling alley. Oh yeah, by the way, we have a restaurant.
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of people didn't
think that you could get great food at a bowling alley. Exactly. They thought like, oh, some greasy pizza, some french fries, nachos, that kind of thing, like more snack shop style. Yep. And they didn't realize that you could actually get some really good quality food at a bowling alley.
There you go.
So that was, you know, an eye-opener for, I think, a lot of people.
So people have until when? When can they get Pumpkin Crunch? They can come all during October and November?
They can pre-order all the way up. I would start ordering now for sure. Like, for if you know you want one or you haven't tried one, then pre-order now. And then I think you have, like, up until, like, a couple of days before Thanksgiving to order. But we are
at that
actually,
point, you're screwed already because
if you suck and you can't get it done, can you still do like lemon crunch?
You can still do lemon crunch, or we got chocolate cake and other things. But yeah, you can still do the pumpkin up until I think like maybe 2 days. We're actually closed on Thanksgiving, so you have 2 days before Thanksgiving to kind of get your order in and whatnot.
Sean, have you had the pumpkin crunch yet?
I had their lemon crunch.
Ooh. Okay, we're gonna hook you up with some pumpkin crunch tonight.
Yeah. Winners. But again, that's Thanksgiving. But before we get to Thanksgiving, you got to do Halloween.
All right.
Are you dressing up?
I am. But I tell myself every year that I'm going to do like really good like the day after. I'm like, all right, my outfit sucked this year. Last year, I was Mike Sakamoto, which nobody knew who I was if they were like 35.
Fishing tails.
Yeah. So I told myself, okay, I didn't get the pop that I want. This year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it better. I'm just going to be a referee.
Wolverine?
No, referee. A referee.
Referee.
Slash Foot Locker employee.
Are you dressing up?
We are. So every year, our family kind of does like a theme.
I was just going to say that.
Last year, we were like superheroes. We were the Avengers. This year, we're going to do Mario Party. So,
Damn it.
Super Mario. No,
I feel like Wario.
Donkey Kong.
I like that.
Donkey Kong. So yeah.
You don't got enough hair.
You can add that on.
Yeah, we can
take some of mine.
Spray that.
I'm Okinawan. I mean, come on.
All right, Sean. What you gonna be?
Don't make him take his shirt off. Sean.
I think I'm forced to be a unicorn this year.
There you go. Attaboy.
Yeah. Is that what your daughter's telling you you're gonna do?
Yep.
That is a dad's dad right there. Good job.
I'm not dressing up.
Not dressing
what?
Up?
What? No. I spent all my money on my daughter's costume. I ain't got anything left.
Now I feel better about being the name ref.
What I may do is my daughter wanted to be, what is it from?
Maleficent.
Belle. She wanted to be Belle from the...
Speaking of hairy people, right? He can be the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Dude, easy.
But no, this is my daughter. This is why I love my daughter. My daughter said, Dad, I want to be a zombie. She's going to have a bell, but I'm supposed to paint her face to look like a zombie.
Wow.
So what I'm trying to get to is that once I finish with the paint with her, I may just go like do skeleton or just something.
Wrap yourself in toilet paper.
Zombie it up.
Yeah, put something on.
Mummy.
Mummy it.
No.
No,
in case you have to stop somewhere, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
more worried about having to supervise my kid. And making sure we go to the right neighborhood. Because the bigger question is not what I'm going to wear.
Where are you going to go?
Where are we going to go? Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Where do I take my kid to actually have a trick-or-treating experience? Because she's not going to get it in Cooley Valley.
Do we need some kind of poll going on this podcast?
Where are you going
to
go?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You don't
right
even
now.
Know.
We'll post it at that. Well, you're from Waipahu, right?
Yes.
No hills in Waipahu.
You're not going to take them to the poops?
No.
No. I'm not going to there.
What is this, Dad? Whoa. Whoa.
Couple of those blocks over there. You might be getting the wrong kind of treats in that bag. On
a little
poops.
Bit of tricks.
Yes. Oh, more tricks. You definitely get more tricks. You're out on the west side.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Milani.
Where are you
going
to go?
Well, money.
I don't know. It's weird because like my neighborhood.
Money, cash.
Are you in old Mililani or are you in
so
young
like
Mililani?
I'm in like old Mililani. And so like, I feel like there's always traffic going up to Malka.
Oh, that's where all the rich people are. That's
right. Yeah, right. That's where all the big houses
are,
right?
Sure.
But I'm always like, do I want to be where everybody else is at and like where it's happening? Or do I want to like kind of like a little bit more low key and easy in, easy out?
Well, let's ask this then.
Have
you stayed in Millville the last few years, or where have you been
going? So usually we kind of like meet up with some friends. And so like a few years, like there's a church right down the street, like a block away from my house. And they have like inflatable jumpers and they have carnival games and food booths and stuff like that.
I gotta go to this
place. That's always kind of fun. But yeah, I mean, you know, one year we went to like my boss's house. He lives in Kahala and they give out great candy in Kahala, just FYI. but crowded, super crowded, you know? And so I don't know if you want to deal
like
with with the
crowd.
Do
you want to stand in line to get your candy?
You know, like Pearl Ridge or Kahala Mall is always great, but it's crowded. You want to deal with the crowd.
See,
if I need to find parking.
My kid's only four, and you know? I've had enough experience with this. I don't want to do the malls anymore.
No, malls?
It's lame.
Right, it's crazy.
It's lame. No, it's crazy. It's not crazy. It's lame. I grew up walking around the block, going to people's houses. Why do you got to go to the mall?
Sweating by the time you get home, like your customers are
French. And you get like one piece, like...
We used to ride skateboard around the neighborhood.
Here's one double bubble.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they get little manini kind candies. Like, at least you go to the blocks, like, sometimes you get, like, full-size candy bars. You know what I mean?
I don't want to drop any names, but last year we went to a mall in Kapolei.
That rhymes with...
Nakali. Yeah, we went over there. And then I figure the kids had school, so I took them out of school. We got home. We duked up. We was out of the house by 4:30.
Yeah.
We get to the mall,
5:15,
all gone. We get to the door. There's signs on the door that says we out of candy. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm scarred.
Again.
Yeah.
Never again.
Scarred. So that's not going to be on the poll.
See, another reason why. Go to somebody's house.
That's like we went to the Gap.
Why are you going to go to a store where someone can say, oh, we gave all our 20 pieces. Sorry. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. I used to love going to people's house and then they ran out of candy and they give you money. Or like canned soda. You know what I'm saying? Like soda. See,
I never got money, but I used to get that. Where you go to the house at the end of the night. Again. Yeah. Oh, but they'd be like, oh, we got a six pack of Diamond Head.
I ran out, but I got in soda. Like, give me soda.
Or you play the time card at the end where there's choke and they're just giving like handfuls.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, just take them all.
Actually, I've been to that one too. You walk up and they're like, we don't like them. Just take them. Okay. Yeah. Pour them inside over there.
What we didn't get into, what is our kids going to dress? Sean?
Good idea. Yeah. If you're the unicorn, if you're going to be corny, if you're going to be unicorny.
Dad unicorn.
Well, actually, she's going to be like two or three different things throughout the day.
Wow. Look at you.
We've got outfit changes over here. Yeah,
such an overachiever.
She's going to go to school as Elsa.
Okay.
And
Trendy.
I don't know what the whole thing. I guess we're all unicorns at night.
Wow.
But me, her mom, and her are going to be unicorns.
All right. We're going to post those pictures on top of our Instagram for sure. All right, Sai.
That's an album cover right there.
Again, I'm Donkey Kong. We're going to do the whole Mario party.
What about the boys?
They're going to be Mario and Luigi.
Hey.
Mario and Luigi. Yeah,
right. What about mom?
Princess Peach.
I'm not sure there's anybody else that's female on top of
that. Yeah, right.
What about the boys?
My oldest one is going to be John Wick.
You going to give him a gun?
No, I'm going to make a gun.
You're going to give him a gun?
Yeah, I guess I'll give him a gun. And nice. then the youngest
great
one.
Great dad of the year right here. All right, we're going to teach you to be a murderer.
I've never even seen one John Wick. He's seen all three.
And you're going to let your...
It's only for one day. And then the other one's going to be... my youngest one, he's
don't be very, like, don't be very, like Justin, Sean.
Very,
don't be like Justin.
Very weird when it comes to choosing his... He's very specific about the people that he is. He's going to be, this year, the Hawaiian Punch guy.
The Hawaiian Punch.
Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
He's no bambucha, though. He's not one big boy. How are you going to do that?
No, he is the big...
He's bigger of the two.
I'm surprised he knows the Hawaiian Punch guy.
So he was last year, he was not just any Mickey Mouse. He was Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
Oh, old school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that when he used to look mad, like in the cartoons?
Yeah. No, he's like,
that was a black and white stick figure.
That's the OG
one, right?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
That's the OG.
Yeah, OG.
Yeah, so I don't know where he gets that from. I'm sure he's me, because my lack of creativity per this year. Sorry.
Young person and an old soul.
Yeah, that's what people say about him. He's definitely an old soul.
Oh, there you go.
Wait.
What?
Oh, that's right.
I told you, Bell.
That's right.
Yeah. She's going to be one zombie Bell. She's going to be one undead Bell.
Are you going to do
undead
makeup?
Undead princess.
Are you doing makeup?
I may do like a, like I just said, like if we get something left, I might do like skeleton.
You know,
or
they have, what is that called? Tutorials on top of you.
No.
No.
Too much. I got other stuff going on. I don't need to watch a video about
take videos. If we're gonna post it, I want to see you do the makeup.
No. How about that?
All right, we'll go talk to.
What about jack o' lanterns? Did you guys do jack o' lanterns?
So I actually first time this year in my adult life.
No, that's a long
the
life.
Pumpkin. And so
it's
yeah.
harder than it looks.
It was a lot. It was messy.
It's not
it was
easy. Yeah. yeah. And the first thing yeah. is you got to scoop all that crap out yeah. of it.
And it doesn't smell very good.
Nope. Either.
You sure it was a pumpkin, not like an ulu or a breadfruit that you
think? No, it was okay. a pumpkin because they went. The kids go for school. They go to the pumpkin patch. Right? They
farms,
come home
baby.
With the pumpkin. And then they're like, "Daddy, we gotta carve the pumpkin." I'm like, "Are you sure?"
No.
They're like, "No, Daddy,
did you
we gotta
get out of it."
Yeah, trying to get out of it. Like, maybe
weasel.
We'll just draw on it. Bruh, no, they're like, "No, tip. You gotta carve it."
Pro tip: yeah. Go to Walmart like tomorrow and buy the carving kit. Tomorrow,
no,
because it's like 99 cents.
No, we did. We bought the carving kit.
Well, you supposed to carve
it. Buy it when it's like 75% off. You don't buy it before Halloween.
Very frugal.
You wait after, till like Halloween, after, and yeah. then they like mark it down like 85-90%. Like it's like $2.
So I carved my pumpkin last night,
okay.
and it's blazing hot in Makakilo, so it was nice and, you know,
did
firm.
Did it melt already?
Firm. And now we woke up the next morning, and Shribble. It looks like he's like on crack. He's like, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know yeah. what? Same thing with ours. We left it outside because I didn't want to have yeah. bugs and stuff in the yeah. house, and like just the heat.
Bruh, I live Kalihi Valley.
No teeth. Mine had no teeth.
Moisture,
at the
right? We haven't even carved it yet. It's happening tomorrow. We're here 2 days before Halloween. We ain't carving that crap because I know if we carved it like over the weekend, there'd be like roaches and stuff crawling out of it already.
That's what I was worried about.
Did you?
Yes. Zachary. Yes. I carved a very elaborate bat.
So you actually carved it, because this is the other thing with you damn kids.
Stencil.
They take Sharpie pens and just draw them on it. And it's thank you. Thank you. It's nice to know that there is still some hope left in the world.
Because I actually got the paper.
Exactly.
And then I
put
it on.
Poked it out. People draw it and then they leave the pen. Like, they just leave the Sharpie on it. Yeah, like, there, it's drawn on. It is decorated.
Oh, they don't even
carve it. I've seen it on Instagram.
That doesn't.
They're not even carving it. I'm not going to ring the bell for that. Where's the?
There you go. Sad horns.
We've got the Bruh. They just paint it on with a Sharpie and then they go, boom, there it is.
Well, it lasts longer.
Less
no.
messy?
No.
No?
No. No. Is that, you would do that?
I would let my kids draw on it.
Would you do that?
I let my kids draw on it last year. That's why I gave them some pens and they drew on it. And I was like, okay, cool. Because I didn't want to really deal with the mess. But this year they're like, no, Dad, you got to be legit and you got to carve it. So we actually, but then you know what happens, right? Like, Dad, let's carve it. And then 2 minutes in.
Quit.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, Dad. Let me know when you're done.
See, I thought your sons would be scooping out the seeds and throwing them at
Dad. I made them help scoop it out for sure.
After you scoop it, do you use that for the seeds? Do you use that for the pumpkin crunch here?
Oh, no. I thought about making homemade pumpkin seeds, but then I was like, nah, too much work. the lazy dad kicked in. Like, nah.
Just go 7-Eleven and buy sunflower seeds.
This is the first year that I actually let my kids cut it on. Like semi on their own.
Oh.
So it's not like really knife. It's like that thing.
They got
so.
Fingers left?
They got fingers left, but the same thing, they quit like halfway through. And then like, I was like,
wait,
there's only one eye. They only did one eye. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's a pirate dad.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Well, that is Thanksgiving. IA Bowl over the next few months. The thing about IA Bowl is people think about bowling.
Yeah,
we've mentioned people that there's the food, but the beautiful thing about the holiday season is you've got space for parties.
Like, yeah, so definitely like November, December, January, we do a lot of like corporate company holiday parties and stuff like that. So definitely busy.
Like I can rent this whole place out.
Yeah, you can like rent out the whole place, private function, and just, you know, more intimate, just your company or whatever. And super cool.
Best way, if people are looking to have a party, is it to go to a website, social media, call you, come to your house directly?
Like,
yeah,
always
listen to your DMs.
But definitely website, iable.com. Everything you can do online now, you can, you know, reserve, pay for your down payment, your deposit, all of that stuff online. So iable.com, or you can give us a call, old school style, 808-488-6854.
I forget the last time I actually had to call somebody. When was the last time you actually had to call somebody?
Today? Yes.
Was it work related?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the thing. I work at a job where you got to call people. Oh. Sorry. I call people every day. I got to ask for things all the time.
Okay, well,
there are still a lot of people that use old technology, my friend. Not everybody got to slide into your DM.
Ring, ring.
He's so anti. He'd be like, if I didn't have to ring, if I didn't have to talk to anybody, JIRA right here would just be like, yeah, just DM me.
Okay, but okay. Before we get off of IMO, I wanted to talk about the youth bowling program that you guys got going on. What's that all about?
How old do you have to be?
If you're old enough to
stand up,
follow directions, I guess. Like my kids.
Okay, my daughter's out.
So my kids actually just started the youth bowling program this year because I felt like. Kind of selective hearing and, you know, following directions wasn't their thing. But they actually started bowling when they were like 2.
Okay.
So they were already starting to pick up the bowling ball and stuff. I mean, they grew up in a bowling alley.
Don't realize is that the bowling alley is still conducive to small children. You can put up the bumpers and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we do
right?
have bumper rails and stuff like that. Unfortunately, for youth bowling, you can't use the bumpers. It's more like the sport. But
again, if you start them early,
you can
stand up, you can come and bowl.
And, like, so my kids, because they were always here, you know, they're, at like, 2 years old, they're trying to pick up the bowling ball and start bowling already. And so, yeah, every time they come in, like, can we bowl? I'm like, oh, no, party's going on, can't bowl today. And so.
But youth bowling is legit. You need to know how to pick it up. You need to know how to approach the alley.
You don't even need to know how to do any of that. Like, really? They will teach you all of that. They'll teach you the bowling etiquette, how to hold the ball, all that kind of stuff. You know, your kids just got to be, I guess, old enough to just listen and, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Smaller balls?
So they have, not smaller, but lighter.
They
do have, like, 6-pound bowling balls. We got small shoes as small as, like, toddler size 9. So, you know.
Shot, you a bowler, Shot?
Try to be.
I like how you said try to be.
Bumpers.
He's the guy that rolls the ball and he goes, bowling!
He doesn't even look. He turns around.
Boom! Yeah. And he just turn around and walk away. Yeah.
So it's youth, like we're talking about maybe middle school, high school-ish?
You get like elementary all the way up until they just changed it. It used to be 21. You could bowl till you're 21 in the youth program. Now it's 18.
Okay. Yeah.
This guy. So did Sai.
2 years ago.
Sai just missed it too.
Yeah.
Now, is it league style?
It is league style. So they get an average. They get handicapped. They teach them about scoring and all of that.
But the alcohol.
Yeah.
Free punch, everybody. Free punch is on us.
Yeah, we got rounds for everybody.
Rounds of free punch.
But again, there's rankings.
They have tournaments. The good thing about the youth bowling program is they actually within the last like decade or so are really trying to push the kids to understand that they can also get scholarships for bowling. And so they help with, you know, entering tournaments and building scholarship funding for college and stuff like that. So it's not just about sports, but they're also trying to get them involved in like the collegiate level as well. So
I think I'm going to have to enroll my kids.
I'm an old man. I'm in my 40s, but I remember when I was in high school, we had a bowling team.
Yeah.
Like, Marissa Yamane, if you don't remember Marissa Yamane from KHON2.
She's old too?
She was an Iolani girl. She's old too. But how I know Marissa Yamane, she was a bowling star.
So you know what's funny is I used to do junior bowling with Marissa Yamane because I started bowling when I was 5. So that's how I knew Marissa from back in the day, junior bowling. Yeah.
She was a really good badass bowler.
She handled the balls.
Not even joking. Like she's legit.
I seen her like people were bowl talking in
high
cry.
High school times. They were talking. She could have gone like people were saying. Why didn't she try to turn professional or try to like pursue it a little bit more?
Is she a better news anchor or bowler?
Oh, she's a better person.
Oh.
That's that is a private school answer.
But
I've ever heard it.
Definitely would not challenge her in bowling.
No, okay, don't. Yeah. Don't
step away.
Don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
For sure.
She will whoop that.
Because like nowadays there's all these esports coming out, right? So and there's scholarships for that stuff. So I'm thinking it's like this is I don't want my kids to go. I mean,
that's a good question because you don't gotta have like Is it necessarily physical talent to be good at esports?
Esports?
Yeah. Esports, dog.
Video games.
Never heard of that.
Video games.
Don't let your daughter get anywhere close to those games.
People get paid to play video games.
Okay, yeah.
But it's in high school now.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
There's actually one for the Hawaii High School Athletic Association or whatever it is.
Do you think they go by their regular names or they come up with those weirdo gamer names like I'm New Jack X969?
I bet you they come up with the weird stuff.
But that's good. So, and the open enrollment, is year-round kind of a
deal? Year-round. I mean, they have seasons. So, there's usually like a summer season, which is a little bit shorter. And then the winter season, which kind of starts like September, October, and goes to like May, June. But
good thing is year-round, right?
Yeah, year-round. It's year-round. And that's the good thing about bowling is that you don't have to worry about the weather Absolutely. Or whatever. And, you know, it's all Absolutely. Year-round. Well, yeah.
Big picture question. What do you think about the state of bowling in Hawaii? Like, they're talking about saving poly lanes. They're talking about, like, IAA Bowl is doing well. You've got Leeward out there yeah. with 850. They've got the bar program over there.
Barbers.
Do we have, is it a solid bowling town?
My answer would be no.
We need more. We I need mean, more help.
I guess growing up, like, my dad, my uncles all bowled, and there was like a bowling alley or bowling center in every town. Everywhere. I mean, Kalihi had like Ava three.
Kahala Beach
had one. Kahala had one. You know, there's Waipahu? One in town. Waipahu had one. Nanakuli had one.
Totally.
You know, Kaneohe had like, you know, and there's all these bowling alleys, and a lot of people were bowling.
Are there still that many people
there's,
bowling?
There's not as many leagues going on, and that's what it is. There's fewer bowling alleys. There's fewer leagues. And so, you know, for us, we try to make bowling fun and entertaining and try to get, like, the kids interested in it, like with the cosmic bowling and all that kind of stuff. And then hopefully they get interested, and then they want to maybe pursue it as more of a sport. But I think that that's where it kind of starts.
Keep fighting the good fight side.
Well, and you yeah. still have the nightclub side, too, like the cosmic bowling. Like you yeah. said, you still do it club style where you have DJs, you have music. Thursday nights at IAA Bowl. If you're looking for a good spot to come hang out.
With chicks.
Ladies' night, baby. Oh, Thursday yeah. night at IAA yeah, Bowl.
I see that shine in Sean's eyes.
And I do, and I do, and I'm not going to because I don't have any, but I would pour out a little liquor from a man, Brandon Lee, because that dude would be here yeah. every single yeah. Thursday night.
And he was definitely, yeah, he was definitely Pippin. A big part of the success here. So, you know, definitely.
So shout out to Brandon Lee for yeah. the folks that don't know Brandon Lee. He's a late, great radio DJ here in this town. So shout out to Brandon Lee. Hey,
you,
Mr. Sean, he's doing big things. He's going to be out and about. You've got more than a few shows lined up before the end of the year, right? What do we got looking forward to with you?
My bigger show would be on November 22nd with Rebel Soldiers. I got a few more kind of in the works right now. I don't know if I can talk about that yet, but I got a bunch of acoustic shows where you can check out all my events on my website at www.shantofficial.com.
Yeah, and looking forward to 2020. Like, what are we looking at? Are we looking at Hoku nominations for you? Are we looking at global tours? Are we? What is the next year?
I'm working on a West Coast tour right now.
Got to get off the rock.
Ideally, I would want to go out to like Brazil and the UK, but I don't think.
Because you just were saying you yeah. named yourself. You're looking to Europe.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get to Europe at some yes. point? Is there a following for Mr. Sean in Europe at this point?
Not in Europe. Brazil, and I think there's Japan too that's been popping up on my feed, but I have
Japan's big reggae.
Yeah.
Big reggae.
But I have surprising. No direct connection with anyone in that area, so that's where I have to work on my communication skills, figure out that.
Now, okay. Mr. Sean is a full-time musician. Tell us about how do you juggle that life? I mean, if you, pretty much, if you don't hustle.
Wait.
Oh, did
is
I break
your baby mama a sugar mama?
Nope.
How are you a full-time musician? Like, how does that even work? How does it even work? Because we live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
How are you paying your bills as a full-time musician
and a
dad?
You have to hustle.
Because the money's not going to you. The money's going to the baby's mouth first. Yeah. I know how that works.
Yeah. I would say it. Five gigs a week, maybe.
Woof.
Yeah.
Bruh.
There's only 7 days.
Bruh.
5 gigs a week.
Dang, so, baby luau, grad party, any kind. Shant will be there.
Yes. That's what I do.
That's a hungry dude.
We was talking earlier, and I asked him, do you have a regular day job? And I was like, I'm a full-time musician. I was like, damn, man. Does that even, I know we was talking to Christian from Honolulu. He full time Mojito.
The thing is, I also went to high school Christian, so I know Christian, and I know your style. I'm not disrespecting you, but at the same time, I'm a full time musician. It's called Gravy. Where's the sugar mama? Make it happen. But at the same time, you hustling. You out there. You making it work.
Yeah.
No day job. No plans to go back to a day job.
That's mad props. I mean, like, for sure.
I envy that. Yeah. Like, do you like getting up for your 9-to-5 state worker?
I immediately regret it, though, as soon as I get to work.
Other than the pumpkin crunch, would you get up and come here on a regular basis? Like, if they weren't feeding you as much as they did?
I mean, to be honest, I really like my job. I mean,
shut up. We're not talking about that.
You know, yeah, I think you're asking the wrong guy. But I gotta give him mad props, because to be a full time musician and hustle every day, knowing you gotta go and get that thing. That, I give you big ups.
And
for
the
that.
Fact that you're doing it at this point in your life, much respect, because so many other people would say, "I've gotta go provide. I've gotta go do the 9-to-5," mm-hmm. and you're sitting there going, "Nah."
I think that's when that happens, you put the music on the back burner and then it's like, and then you'll never get to it.
Right.
You never get to it.
Not this guy.
Not this guy.
He's chasing his dream, man. Like, that's awesome.
Here.
There you go. And so, I was almost going to give him crap for his name, but I pulled back. So this is my one chance. I was going to give you crap because you used to be Mr. Shante, but it's not.
Mr. Shant. That will forever.
Mr. Get it right.
Mister.
Is it E-R or no? It is E-R. M-I-S-T-E-R. Mister. It's Mister. Okay.
So next big gig, 22nd.
Yes.
Down there at
Aloha Tower.
Aloha Tower. Awesome.
Nice. So the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
I like having guests, like live people, other humans.
This is a lot different than just you and me sitting here looking at my pretty face.
Not that guy. If you look at these pretty faces.
If people don't know where to find you, we do this every week.
Yep.
Tell them, my friend, how do they find us?
At Two Hawaii Dads. You can find us on the Instagram. Wait, did we get Sean's Instagram?
Not yet. We're still doing the Hawaii Dads first.
Just gotta get Two Hawaii Dads, at Cool Daddy Cool J, at Honolulu Post. Please add, subscribe, rate, review the podcast, Apple Pod. I keep on getting it wrong. What is it?
Are you done?
No.
I this is why I handed it off to you, because I can't even remember all that. IAABOL, are you on social media?
Yes, we are. So you can follow us on Instagram at IAABOL.
Is it pictures of you doing stupid stuff?
No, I try to
catch other people doing stupid stuff.
Forget it then. What about your wife? Is it your wife doing stupid stuff? No.
Wait, we want to come back. Well, come on, man.
All she got to do is give me one dirty look. I've seen dirty looks from Sai's wife. I know what that's about.
Couple over here, better watch out.
She kind of here. What about the boys? Do the boys make the IAABOL social media at all?
Dude, no. They have been on the social media. I don't let them go on to social media.
Good job, Dad.
I feel like, you know, seven, they're kind of too young to have social media accounts, you know, and so.
Gotcha.
But yeah, definitely. They've been on, like, you know, some commercials and IG stories and stuff like that.
That's how.
That's awesome. IAABOL. I was just telling him is
free
that
talent.
They play flag football
cheap
now.
Cheap labor.
And their team is the Eagles. So they're already enduring.
I had no choice on that. Just saying.
Already endured it to Uncle's hearts.
Anyways, Mr. Shant, we've said it already, but let's say it again. How do we find you on social media, my friend?
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mr. Shant. That's MISTHCHANTE.
And his Instagram.
Mr.
Mm-hmm. Very, there's like music videos and full on production. Like I saw the teacher one. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So he goes all out branding himself, which is we was talking about it earlier, all about branding yourself and
that's
getting
called
the music
that
out.
Education.
Are you taking credit for that? What's going on?
There you go. It's called that. No, it's not just me. It's the Mele program. The Mele program, I think, provided a nice groundwork for where you're going.
Foundation.
With your
awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of Mr. Shant, before we get out of here, we are going to finish off with one more song. Not one, not two, but we got three joints for Mr. Shant tonight. And tonight we are finishing off with Fighting Four. We're going to get on out of here. It is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Mr. Shant, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Udusai.
Jay Blaze.
Thank you, my friend. It's good to see you.
Yeah,
thank you
for
having me.
Justin.
Thanks for coming this side, bro. He ain't going into town.
It's the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Bye.
But then I listen to me. But then I listen to we. Disturbing the
not control we. But them not control we. What are we fighting for? Women, cars, and money. What are we striving for? What are we fighting for? Seem like a waste of time, Mr. Babylon. What are we fighting for? Women, cars, and money. What are we striving for? What are we fighting for? Seem like a waste of time, Mr. Babylon. Come follow me again, eh. From the list, the beginning, it's thicker than everything's all fancy. He's like Sister Nancy. American is what you're claiming to be, but we all know that living free isn't free, so we can't give it up, so we can't give it in. Mr. Shanti's bond, they redeem, so we can't give it up, so we can't give it in. As long as Mr. Shant is bond, they
what are we fighting for?
Women, cars, and money. What are we striving for? What are we fighting for? Seem like a waste of time, Mr. Babylon. What are we fighting for? Women, cars, and money. What are we striving for? What are we fighting for? Seems like a waste of time, Mr. Babylon. Come follow me again, hey. From the list, the beginning, it's thicker than everything's offensive. He's Bama, Alexis, the Nancy. American is what you're claiming to be, but we all know that living free isn't free, so we can't give it up, so we can't give it in. Mr. Shanti's bond, they redeem, so we can't give it up, so we can't give it in. As long as Mr. Shant is bond, they
redeem. What are we fighting for?
Women, cars, and money. What are we striving for? What are we fighting for? Seem like a waste of time, Mr. Babylon. What are we fighting for? Women, cars, and money. What are we striving for? What are we fighting for? Seem like a waste of time, Mr. Babylon.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Forget Google, forget Apple. These guys own stock in every Manapua man's van. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.